the party, atop the crown of Egadon, had been incapacitated by Cad, who invaded their dreams and spoke with each of them. The dreams did not last forever, though, as Luna, able to shield herself from the spell, now stands opposite Cad, one hand extended toward him, keeping him at bay, the other imbuing the party with strength and life. All of you, whatever state you were in at the end of these dream travels with Cad, are now brought back to full consciousness. And, through Luna's boon, any wounds you have are healed.
Hallelujah.
Any hit points you lost are regained.
Oh, thank goodness.
And additionally, you also receive Luna's godless buff, meaning you can add +5 to your AC and gain 150 temporary hit points.
Shoot!
Hot diggity dog.
As you all get to your feet, Luna falls to the ground, spent, but still conscious. Cad's face in this moment is painted with concern as he looks over at Luna, but he quickly sheds that expression as his eyes shift to Val, and then he speaks. This will be the last time I ask. Relinquish the heart of the void and depart this place, or I will take it from you. If you have learned nothing from what we have seen together of yourselves, know that I am not one to be trifled with. This is an ultimatum.
And you mean to give the heart of the void to Luna? Is that what you plan?
This is true.
Can Val go to Luna and check on her?
Yeah, she's not too far. However, as you take a step, Cad will take a step toward you, his hand still outstretched, and he'll say, don't move another muscle.
Cad, Isave, this is not going to end well.
There are only two ways this can end, Val.
He's going to take another step towards Luna.
Cad, grinding his teeth, will say, I'm warning you.
Can I talk to her?
His eyes flip between you and Luna. And then landing on you, he takes a small step backward.
Val will go to Luna, kneel next to her, and like help her sit up if she wants to sit up.
It'll be a half sitting up, bracing herself on a hand and an elbow as she's laying sideways on the ground. And she's just breathing heavy. She'll look up at you and nod thanks, and then say, I just do what you have to. I've done what I can.
He wants you to be the one to do this. I don't know why. I'm not asking you to. I'm just letting you know that if we proceed with the course of action that we have set forth, he will attack us.
I don't want to live in my world. I want to live in yours.
My whole soul! Ow!
Val breaks down in absolute agony and tears. The magic words, honestly, to speak to Val in this moment. Feeling very steeled, he will nod and like squeeze her hand and then just book it for the altar.
Okay. If I remember correctly, after everyone had been in different states of coming out of this stupor, Rolandir had his sword drawn, and I believe Vamok had also made his imminent confrontation known.
Correct.
If there's something either of you two want to do very, very quickly before we jump into the initiative order.
Yes.
While Val was talking to Luna, I think Vamok would have, with his eyes on Cad, Vamok speaks to Brynir and Rolandir, and he says,
both of you should get as close as possible as quickly as possible, and I will support you from the rear.
And then he, kind of out of the corner of his eye, looks at Brynir, looks at Rolandir, gives them a little nod.
Brynir will nod back.
You get a nod from Rolandir. Is he within 60 feet?
Of Cad? Yes.
With his sword in a brief outstretched moment, have Cad do a charisma saving throw.
Get him!
Ooh-wee!
A whack of the mole chance here.
That's an interesting way to put it.
Whack of the mole.
You know that classic game, whack of the mole?
Oh, that classic expression.
Whack of the mole.
Ah, yes. This situation is a real whack of the mole. That's...
Okay. That's an 11.
Ooh!
Cad disappears.
Straight up? No way. Did you banish him?
Rolandir's banished him. And he looks over at Val. Val's already running, basically, at this point. And he just kind of says, you have 1 minute.
Ooh, dang. I'm stoked on this.
So Cad is incapacitated, essentially in a harmless demiplane for 1 minute.
Wow.
If that is the case, with him gone, can Vamok quickly apply a death ward to Rolandir and Brynir?
Brynir still has his death ward.
Oh, freak. Nice. Okay. Then can he just apply one to Rolandir?
You can do that.
Yeah, because Rolandir didn't have one. He put one on someone, I think.
Okay.
Rolandir put it on Mick.
Does Val have a death ward?
Yes, because Mick put that on Val.
I just didn't take any damage in the last fight.
Well, la-dee-da.
I freaking did.
I didn't mean to not take damage. It just happened that way.
Thank goodness for Luna's boon, because I was like, this is shaping up to be a real quick fight.
I was going
to
say, Rolandir had one HP.
Did you really?
Yeah. Also, everybody, since this is a big fight, I'm only going to be rolling physical dice tonight.
Oh, my.
I'm calling upon the dice gods.
All right, the minute's ticking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Val is at the altar.
Granted, you can contain him for a whole minute.
Yee.
That's scary.
It is a concentration spell. Would Rolandir feel any sort of resistance as this is going on?
Oh, yeah, the second you cast it.
Oh, boy.
All right, so Val reaches the altar. It is back in the configuration. If you remember, before you were interrupted by Morden, or during, whichever, you had started to insert the Heart of the Void almost like a key that shifted into different configurations as it went in. I think you got like 3 deep. It is back to the start.
Okay, I'll start trying that again.
All right, it's going to be a true intent roll.
Oh, golly. Did I have help last time, or was I just flying solo?
I think everybody was helping.
Yeah.
We all, like, put our hands on your shoulder.
Jeez. I rolled a 1. Oh. And an 87.
Okay. As you put the Heart of the Void into the opening on the altar, this, like, mechanical slot, it takes it, but it doesn't seem to shift or change in the way that you expected it to.
Okay.
At first. Though it does start to spread its light throughout these little cracks and crevices in like right angles and such atop the altar.
Cool. Val is going to continue to do this. I don't know if we're in an initiative order right now.
Not yet.
But that is what I will be doing for the foreseeable future.
Mick is actually going to run to Val's aid and will put her hands on Val's shoulders and will say, I'm here. What do you need?
Intense, true intent.
Coming right up.
You can roll 2 sets, Laurel.
Yay.
You're in a good position, I'll say, without giving too much away.
Okay. We have a 39 and a 69. Nice. And a 14 and a 61.
Oof.
All right.
Not rolling hot.
It shifts a little to the point where the heart has locked in its perceptual setting, where it is no longer moving within this contraption. It is now set. And you know that's a good step. That's a step in the right direction. But you still haven't gone through any of these, say, locks.
Okay.
Rolandir.
Yes.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, boy. 33.
You feel like a veritable battering ram against your skull as you're nearly forced to one knee. As you feel something resisting this spell that you've cast.
Okay. Barely able to get the words out, talking to Val and Mick, Rolandir just says, maybe make that less than a minute.
Oh, we're working as fast as we can.
Brynir's going to go to Cad's last known location and ready a spear to stab him right through the heart and then go into rage.
That's good.
Luna will try to pick herself up off the ground and limp to the altar.
Go, Luna.
And she makes it as you're performing this next, like, unlocking. And she just, with her back against it, slides down and sits on the floor, breathing heavy.
Mick, with this, seeing Luna come to the altar, will reach down her hand to grab Luna's arm to form some kind of intent connection.
Luna will actually shake you off and say, it's not a good idea to take any more from me.
Understood.
And I've used much too much for you to be able to replenish it. So just give me time.
Yes, of course, Luna. And Mick is going to turn and put her hands even harder on Val's back and go, come on, come on, let's do this.
All right, Laurel, you can roll another 2 sets of D100s.
Okay. Oh my gosh. 89 and 31.
Okay.
35 and 33.
Ooh,
whoop.
10 and 11.
Yay!
Yes, yes.
You see it fits in and it starts spinning and then clicks and clacks and locks into place. And it goes through a whole 2 of these entire motions that it took you, you know, quite a bit of time to get through before. And now you're only like 1 step away from where you were when Morden interrupted you, which you felt there that you were only 1 step away from like pushing the big red button.
Okay.
Brett, another wisdom saving throw with disadvantage.
Good luck, good luck.
Okay, a freaking nat 20. Gosh dang it. Oh. Disadvantage. And a 5.
Oh,
awesome. So 20, not natural.
You're floored as a result of this, and everyone else needs to roll dexterity saving throws.
Do I need to do that saving throw, or am I just like... Pfft?
Oh, doubly so, yeah.
Mick rolled an 18.
13 for Val.
Okay, 17 for Vamok.
23 for Relandir.
25 for Brynir.
Luna and Mick are able to keep their footing, or Luna's able to just pin herself against the altar. Val is actually knocked into the altar and flung over it, coming dangerously close to the edge of the mountain before you feel Luna's hand just grip onto your arm.
I'm grabbing back.
Vamok, you get knocked prone.
Okay.
And then Relandir and Brynir are fine. And now we're going to roll initiative.
Hooray!
Okay. Man, my rolls have sucked.
Same.
We just started.
Calc 20 for Relandir.
11 for Val.
13 for Mick.
8 for Vamok.
23 for Brynir.
Initiative order is 3 players, Cad, and then the other 2 players. Luna is not a part of this fight. All right, who's going first?
Well, is Cad right where he was before or no?
Well, that's the fun thing. Though a sonic boom basically announced his re-entering of the mortal realm, you don't see him.
Oh,
I don't love that.
Oh, this is bad.
I think if for the sake of it, it would be nice if Val could go at the top of every order, just to, like, get that out of the way. Because if we can solve this Heart of the Void problem, then...
Yes, yes, that would be easier.
Maybe our lives will continue to go on.
Roll those dice.
Do I still have 2 sets?
Yes, if Mick is still helping.
Yes, for sure. Is that a free action that we could take that we could lift up Val?
Yeah, Val is reset at the altar, just on the other side.
Sweet.
This is so dangerous. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go.
So then Mick is like leaning across the altar, like hands on his shoulders.
Yeah. Pretty much. I got you.
My first set is a 27 and a 78.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
That's not bad. 10 and 27.
Ooh, I got a 92 and a 7.
Boo hiss. Ryan, could you roll better for my sake, please?
So unfortunately, on that go around, the locking mechanism of the heart does not budge.
Cad is nowhere to be seen, correct?
This is correct.
Is he invisible?
He is.
Vamok is going to try to reach out with tremor sense that he has honed over a very long time of being blind. And see if he can feel Cad.
Unfortunately, you don't.
Then as a follow-up, can I try to reach out with intent and connect with the web of things to see if I can locate Cad's position?
Roll 2d100s.
Hot diggity dog. That is a 70 and a 75.
Ooh, nice.
All right. You are able to pinpoint Cad's location as your attention is drawn about 15 feet away and back from where Val, Luna, and Mick are, about 10 feet in the air behind them.
Save us, please.
And then you are immediately rebuked through that same line. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
That is a 28.
Right. Then you will only take 15 damage.
Vamok, being staggered by the rebuking force that came back, is going to catch his breath, and as a free action, he would like to verbally indicate just where he is to the others.
I hope you're correct, Vamok. And then Brynir will try to use true intent to create a wall of air, kind of stretching out to get as much as possible without anybody else in it, and like slam it down to the ground.
Roll.
Okay. 50 and 58.
Ooh.
As this whirlwind begins to channel at your feet, the moment you extend a hand to send it outward, it instead whips you up in a frenzy as a small tornado of wind and ice and snow just starts raging around Brynir, tossing you into the air and keeping you there suspended.
Well, that's not good.
Not great.
You can try to escape on your end of your next turn. All right, then it's Cad's turn.
Yeah.
No, I'm scared.
As there is a gust of wind and a presence that sets down at the altar, with 2 swipes of an invisible sword, Val will take 59 damage. And Mick will take 101.
Oh my gosh! I had the least amount of HP compared to everyone.
And then, in a strange gust of wind, both of you need to make dexterity saving throws again.
Not again. Pick something I'm good at, Cad.
Gosh, I suck at rolling tonight.
It can never be an intelligence saving throw, can it?
Yeah.
I rolled a crit fail.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Mick rolled, Mick 17.
All right, Mick is blown 10 feet back away from the altar toward the center of the platform, and Val is blown 10 feet the other way off the side of the mountain. If you'd like to roll another dexterity saving throw, you can try to make a grab at the rocks and stuff as you slip off the edge.
I got an 8. This is going so great.
Val falls 2 stories off of the top of the platform. You take 24 damage, briefly rolling on a small outcropping before sliding off that edge. Please make another dexterity saving throw.
Are we going to go all the way down?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to fall down this whole freaking mountain.
Jeez.
45 minutes later, make another dexterity saving
Val's
throw.
Val's still rolling down.
Come on, Val. That was better. 16.
You are able to catch yourself. You are hanging on to the edge of a small precipice 20 feet down from the top of the mountain.
He is big mad.
All right, next player.
Mick is going to do something real risky, and maybe I shouldn't preface it that way, because then Ryan's going to be like, oh, yes.
It was risky.
It was very risky.
Well, it's too late now.
Mick is going to try to pacify Cad, and Mick will cast Wish, and my desire, or Mick's wish, is that Cad will forget everything in his memory relating to the Heart of the Void.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Everything, baby.
Wow. What about just everything in his memory? Just wipe his mind completely clean.
See, that's what I was going to do, but then I thought Ryan's going to be like, and it backfired, and Mick forgets everything.
Chris is playing the long game here.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Screw it. Let's just go. Mick's desire or wish is to completely wipe Cad's memory of everything.
Wipe the slate.
He will be as a docile baby when he returns.
Do the sound.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like that at all.
Talk about trigger warning.
I just saw that.
Yeah, we'll put that in the content warnings for the episode. Baby noise.
Because it's a talent I possess and people must know. Anyway, so that's what I cast is Wish.
You want Cad to have no knowledge of the Heart of the Void.
Literally no memories. Clean slate, like a baby. Remember how I did the baby sound? You want me to do it again?
All right, Mick disappears.
Awesome. Loving it.
I should have done this stupid Heart of the Void. But then everybody's like, yo!
I didn't say anything.
That's true. Everybody was Noah.
Everybody
and then
was
I was
Noah.
Like, no, Ryan's gonna get me. Ryan's gonna have unintended.
All I'm saying is it's cooler if you go balls out, okay?
Balls to the
wall. Here's the wall. Here's your balls. Okay? I want those big Tanuki wrecking balls hitting the wall, okay?
Please stop making this hand gesture.
The desperation in Ryan's voice. Please.
For the love.
And he begs you to stop.
Okay.
It's Rolandir's turn.
Yes. He's just booking it for the altar. He saw Mick and Val getting kind of, you know, beat up by something invisible. He sees Val go flying off the edge of the cliff, and he sees Mick just disappear. So he's booking it. Is his full 30 feet of movement enough to get him to the altar?
Yep.
Thank you.
He doesn't have a whack-a-mole chance of this working, but he,
A whack-a-mole.
A whack-a-mole.
Rolandir's gonna cast Dispel Magic when he gets to the altar at 4th level. His most logical conclusion would be the invisibility effect.
Sure.
Within that range. So that's what he's gonna be doing, to get eyes on Cad.
He is able to withstand that.
I assumed as much.
That's your turn.
Alrighty.
Player's turn.
Val's gonna cast Bigby's Hand and then grab himself with it. I can move it as a bonus action on my turn so I can go 60 feet. Does that get me back to the top?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great.
This hand carrying Val just by like the scruff of his neck pulls him.
No, I would love it to come up in a middle finger, like straight at wherever he thinks Cad is.
Val is like hanging on to the finger in like this heroic pose.
Like a pirate on a ship's mast.
Very Scanlan of you.
Exactly, yes. Vamok would like to go. He's going to go 30 feet towards the altar, which I believe should bring him within visual range of Cad. If that brings him within 30 feet of Cad,
it does.
Then Cad will appear in Vamok's sight thanks to his witch sight, which he has ever since Tentaver gave him his eyeballs back.
As you move within 30 feet of Cad, you see this shimmering form appear, cloaked in these like strange swirling colors. Cad seems to be hovering maybe 5-10 feet above the altar. There's a large curved blade like a kopesh or a shotel in his hand. And from his back, from this armor that's been revealed, are these strange tendrils of light.
Interesting. Okay, Vamok, now that he can see all of this, is going to try something. Taking a page from his own playbook back when they fought Quenberg, he is going to try to use intent to conjure spiked and barbed chains and shackles from the stone directly underneath Cad to come and latch on every conceivable part of Cad that he can. So like try to latch onto the tendrils, latch onto Cad's waist, his arms, his neck. And on the inside of each of these shackles are barbs so that they'll like stick in and hopefully do damage on the way in. And if he tries to get them off, damage on the way out.
All right. If you remember, the altar and the ground are unable to be manipulated with intent. However, the like cracked, broken stone pillars that had, you know, formed a kind of dome-like structure way long ago, you can manipulate those. So that limited amount of stone you can use.
So then drawing on each of these cracked pillars kind of coming from all directions, then he's going to have these chains shoot out and try to latch onto Cad and bind him in place.
All right.
Don't fall off the cliff like I did.
Well, that's a 41 and an 81.
As this stone starts to shift, it does form into these chains and these barbed manacles and whatnot, but they fall lifeless on the ground where these pillars stood rather than shooting out toward Cad.
Look, at Vamok's age, some performance issues are not entirely unexpected, so.
Oh my god.
All right, that's Vamok's turn.
Mick would like to bring herself back to her consciousness to know where the crap she is and that she's disappeared to.
You are conscious. You seem to be in the halls of some bustling structure, or rather in the closet. Just off the hallway of some bustling structure, you hear people speaking Kinlish outside as they bustle past. And judging from the kind of tonality of these conversations and the intensity, it seems to be some kind of Kinlish hospital.
Interesting.
Okay, and Mick is going to step out of this closet. Does anybody react to that?
Well, actually, yeah, you look like a Ymeric human, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
You don't have changeling powers anymore.
I know, it's so sad.
Yeah, if you just step out, you see elfkin men and women that you can surmise to be nurses and doctors and such, and they just look at you in utter shock and then start yelling and raising the alarm.
Welp, that looks like my cue to leave. See ya.
And Mick is going to try to, because she's familiar with the Crown of Aegadon, because I've seen the Crown of Aegadon. Can Mick transport herself back to the crown where she was?
Just straight teleport there?
I don't know. The way that you ask that makes me feel like it shouldn't be the case.
We have a dangerous history with teleportation, yeah. Even when using the teleport spell.
Yeah,
that's not
seriously.
To say don't try it. But it is risky.
Do you have the teleport spell?
Oh, me personally? No, I was going to use True Intent, if I'm being honest.
Well, go for it.
Ryan, you terrify me sometimes. In the best way.
This is good. What'd you get?
Oh, my holy butts. It is 42 and 86.
You disappear from this facility and then reappear at the Crown of Aegadon. Although it seems to be sometime in the morning, the sky is not marred with this twilight sun, and you're the only one there.
Am I given any indication of the time period, maybe even a glimpse of the Kinlish men and women?
You know what? Roll history. You guys spent a lot of time around the kin. You've probably read some books in Val's Manor. You had a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, you betcha. Deirdre and, you know, me, we're very close.
You did not ever know her.
You know what? I did it. I was her. I didn't need to know her. And if I ever got the chance to meet it, rest in peace, I would say that to her.
All right, what'd you get on your history check?
23.
That's pretty good. Judging from the garb, judging from their speech that you could understand for the most part, but even then was a little strange, we'll say that you, in those months that you spent in Val's Manor while you were waiting for him to reappear after that time fiasco, you're probably best guess 2,000 to 3,000 years before the present time.
What?
Well, you went to a part where Cad had no memories, so.
Jeez Louise. Wait, thousands of years? That's what it takes? It takes thousands of years to go back to where Cad has no memories?
Absolutely it does.
Jeez Louise, this guy's a geezer.
He totally is. He's a big geezer.
All right, so that's where Mick is. Who's next?
Holy crap.
Oh, Cad's next.
Was that three players? That's Cad.
Cool. Who's near the altar then?
Vamok and Relandir and Val.
Great.
Is he using magic?
No, actually.
Oh, that's not good.
Not yet. He's just hitting people.
You just see a sword that's like, eh, you can't counterspell this. Whoop!
Counterspell this! Whack!
All right, that will hit Relandir for 69. Nice. Points of damage.
Nice. I'm pretty sure that's a wound.
Until the temp HP is gone, you won't suffer a wound.
Oh! Yeah, well then, that's nice. Okay, all no right. Wounds.
And then Val will... Luckily, that's a critical fail, so you do not get kicked off the edge of the mountain again.
Thank goodness.
However, everyone that's in 10 feet of Cad, make a dexterity saving throw. That's Val, Relandir, and Vamok.
Plus five.
With that plus five, I'm brought all the way up to a 9.
15.
25.
Vamok and Val will take 40 radiant damage, and Relandir will take 20.
He'll actually take 10, because he is resistant to radiant damage.
And with this burst of magical energy, Cad becomes visible.
Ooh, hot dang. Get ready, Cad.
All right, who's next? Two players.
Relandir hasn't gone yet. He'll go. He's going to do a tickety-tacky. Well, how far off the ground is he? Is he still floating?
No, he's just standing on top of the altar.
Sweet. We're going to take a swipe at those chonky thighs of his. All right.
Never miss leg day. A little known fact about Cad.
We don't have art of that. That's not canon.
Make it canon.
We don't have art that it says otherwise, so.
It's true.
Head canon accepted.
That's going to be a 24 for the attack.
That hits.
Nice.
Sweet. That attack deals 49 damage as he swipes at his thighs. And then he reels back and does another attack. And this one is going to be 29, which I'm assuming hits.
That will hit, yes.
That is 46 damage, 32 of which is radiant.
Great. That's your turn. Brynir.
He's going to try to get out of tornado thingy.
Roll dexterity.
Oh, good. He's good at dexterity.
All right. What did Brynir get on his saving throw?
23.
All right. You free yourself from this tornado that dissipates once your feet land on the ground next to it.
I would like to then use Bigby's hand as an interposing hand to put it in between me and Cad to kind of like shield me from him.
Cad is standing on top of the altar. His foot is directly on top of the implement.
That piece of garbage. Okay, can I use Bigby's hand then to try to slap him off the altar with my bonus action?
Go for it.
Sorry.
It's a backhand as well.
Get out of here, Cad. Okay, so they're going to make opposed strength checks here.
All right, that's looking good. Cad rolled a 10.
Ooh, I rolled an 18.
You knock Cad off the altar with Bigby's hand.
I get to push him 5 feet plus a number of feet equal to 5 times my spellcasting ability modifier, which is 5. So I'm pushing him 30 feet away. That mofo's just getting slapped 30 feet straight to Brynir.
You slap him toward the center and he flies past Relandir and Vamok and then skids on his heels and then digs down and then just whips out his sword to the side and glares at you.
Good. Val is going to, again, return to the altar position and attempt to fix what's going on with the Heart of the Void. 62 and 37.
2 and 99.
Oh, man.
Could have literally only been worse by being 1 and 100. Wow, that's fun.
Oh, we're having a rough go.
All right, that's Val's turn.
Vamok, reeling from the magical burst, is going to collect himself, and he's going to try once more to restrain Cad where he currently is after he's been skinned. So try to reanimate the chains and choke the ever-living snot out of him.
Go for it.
Fool, he's not equipped with any ever-living snot.
Okay. No! All right.
Why is that so funny?
I don't think it's enough. It's a 58. And a 43.
That's pretty good. These stone chains that you've fashioned, these barbed restraints, start floating up in the air like charmed snakes, and then in a second, they coil and then whip towards Cad, wrapping around his arms and his neck and his torso and his legs, inflicting a total of 57 damage.
Ooh.
Sweet.
And is he restrained?
He is restrained.
Chow.
Nice.
Okay. Vamok will just position himself in between Val and Cad, not moving closer to Cad, but just kind of forming a barrier with his own body.
Thank you.
All right. Cad's going to take a legendary action, and he's going to teleport right in front of you.
I'm sorry.
Piece of what? Trash.
Can I try to counterspell because I know Cad is tricksy?
No, you can't because it's not a spell.
How far away is he now?
Back to where he was before.
I was going to say, he's back at the altar, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Rolandir, are you close by?
Yep. He's just right in front of you.
Sweet. Let's attack him. 22.
That will hit.
Being caught a little off guard, but ready for Cad coming in. Rolandir reels back, lets loose with another strike. And this one, Cad is going to have to do a constitution saving throw.
Cad got 21.
21.
I'm certain that that beats your DC.
Yeah, barely. My save DC is a 19, which is unfortunate. All right. Well, he still takes 38 damage, of which 26 is radiant. And then we're going to go one more time here. And that's going to be a 21 on the attack.
That will hit.
Nice. 38 damage, 27 of which is radiant.
It is Cad's turn again. Cad's sword flies from his hand past Vamok and Rolandir and over to Val and is going to strike you.
Ready for it, baby.
It's good aim.
17 hits.
That is my new AC.
The sword will strike you for 53 damage as it slashes down at you.
That officially cuts into my actual HP.
And then who's closer, Rolandir or Vamok? You're both probably right next to him.
Yeah, so because
But Rolandir attacked, actually.
Yes, Rolandir attacked him.
Then Cad is just going to reach out and touch you with his palm.
Uh-oh. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it.
If you'd like, you can try to roll a true intent counter.
Oh, you should.
Absolutely,
for sure.
I would. It's an 8 and a 96.
Okay. Brett.
Yes.
Choose a number between 1 and 5.
Pick number 3, my lord.
Pick number 3.
Number 2.
Your right arm disintegrates, and you will take 54 damage.
He's been without a right hand for a while, yeah. So.
Yes, he is trained for this.
What's the rest of it?
That works out pretty well.
So his sanguine arm is gone?
Oh, that was the sanguine arm! Gosh, dang it.
Sorry.
That is Cad's turn.
Okay, Mick, finding herself in this position, is on the top of the crown of Aegadon 2,000 to 3,000 years ago, and will just kind of flippantly yell to the universe, "Well played, Cad! Well played!" And and Mick will actually, because obviously she wants to get back to the present time where everybody is at the Crown of Aegadon, but before doing so, will like to investigate like the altar and around there to see if it's been activated recently, if there's any evidence of that, or even the Heart of the Void.
No, here at this point in time, it doesn't look like anyone's been here in a long, 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 long time.
Well, that answers that. Come on, Mickey. And Mickey will actually concentrate and will try to teleport herself using true intent back to the present time that the rest of the group is.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 51 and a 71.
You kind of blink, and then when you open your eyes again, the world is as it was. There's this twilight sun suspended in the air. The pillars and the crown of Aegadon is back to its like heavily degraded state. However, you're still alone up here.
You're just a few days early.
And then you hear some voices starting to crest the stairs up to the top here.
Okay.
And that'll be the end of your turn.
Ah, okay, cool. Next time.
All right, Brynir.
Brynir is going to go ahead and move closer to Cad, you know, readying his spear to stab this dude, but he's going to be like 20 feet away.
All right, back to the top.
Should Val go?
Yeah.
Okay. I will bonus action interposing hand between myself and Cad, so that will give me half cover, and also he like can't move through that space unless his strength score is the same or more than the hand. And then I'm going to attempt to Heart of the Void our way out of this.
Okie dokie.
Ah! 88 and 44.
All right. You can see it starts to like jiggle within this housing, and it starts to twist and move, and it's beginning to move down, but it isn't like making it all the way there. And you feel just this pressure, this aura growing all around it, as in it's getting more and more unstable the longer it's in this suspended state between being activated and being like inert.
Val is just like, work with me here.
At that, you actually feel a hand on your elbow, and you see Luna barely able to stand, bracing herself on the altar and just reaching out to you. And
I think, honestly, Val might, like, look at her like, no. Like, this is... You should not do this.
And she'll bite her lip and withdraw, but she'll remain kind of braced against the altar.
If she dies, right? If I make the new world and she's not in it, somebody's gonna be very mad.
So help me.
All right, next player.
Vamok would like to go. Being so close to Cad, having experience just drawing, like, essence into him, once when they were fighting, I believe was who, Natanda, the reality, and once immediately after he tried to transform himself back into a Goliath, he's going to try to do the same thing, except for he's going to try to siphon Cad's intent from him.
Roll away.
That's a 20 and a 30.
You get some intent from Cad.
Does this damage him at all?
On the contrary.
It damages me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Cad willingly gives you this. As you see these ethereal, wispy, almost like wings behind him, these tendrils just dissipate a little and shorten. And then you are blasted with 63 points of radiant damage.
Ouch. Having lost his arm in a flash of disintegrating terribleness, Relandir drops his greatsword. It does require two hands to use, so that's useless. And he is going to now instead turn to intent. He sees Val's little hand thing giving him some cover. He is going to try to intent a wall, like a full wall between where they are and Val, just to give Val even more protection.
Go for it.
2 and a 12.
Using these stone chains that Vamok had constructed, you break them down and then reforge them into this solid rock wall separating the altar and Cad. And then Luna and Val are on the other side of it. And this wall extends to the edges of this circular platform, which isn't quite far because you're on the pretty close to the edge here.
Yeah.
But still.
Oakley dokley.
Thank you.
And it's a good chest-high wall. I'm just kidding.
How are we ever going to get them over this chest-high wall?
You found my weakness.
Cad's fuming over the chest-high wall. He's like, I'll get you!
It is a variable, like, good 6 to 8 feet. It's a bit uneven.
All right, fair enough.
All right, well, now that Cad can't see Val, he's not going to do that action.
Oh, well.
Nice move,
blessings. Yeah, that was good that you went.
See, F you, the wall worked.
So instead, he'll use it on Brynir, who's approaching.
Oh, no.
Brynir, make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Nat 20.
You shake off the effects of whatever was sent your way, and that was the end of Relandir's turn. So now it will be Cad's turn proper. With Vamok and Relandir right next to him, his Shotel will leave his hands and slash at both of you. Vamok for a 17, if that hits, and Relandir for 23, if that hits.
A 17 does not hit Vamok. Thanks, Luna's Boon.
23 does
and
hit.
And a 23 does hit Relandir. All right, then you will take 60 points of damage, Brett, as that sword slices into you. And then Cad is just going to lean against the wall and put his hands on it.
But is that the end of his turn?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is he using magic?
Yes.
Okay, I want to counterspell it.
He's using intent. It'll have to be intent.
Okay, I don't care.
All right, go for it.
All right, Cad's at the wall. My balls are on, okay? Let's go.
Just time.
Lots of balls-based humor this episode.
It's all from balls to the walls.
Hey, look, this is it. We got this one, we got the next one, and that's it, all right? There is no time to keep the balls off the wall, all right?
All right, what'd you get?
I got a 91 and a 96.
Ooh!
Yeah, that's what's up.
You can half counter this, really. Instead of blowing the entirety of this wall to pieces, there's just an archway-sized hole that is blown into it. And this sends chunks of stone flying both back at Cad and Relandir and Vamok, who from that will take 26 damage each. And Luna and Val will also take, that's the exact same roll, 26 damage each from having a bunch of stone exploded at you. All right, who's next then?
Brynir is. Was the thing that Cad sent at him like something he could actually see, or did he just like...
You just felt a magical effect kind of graze past you.
Having felt a bit of a magical presence past me, Brynir is going to charge at Cad and attempt to spear him in the back right in his heart.
Go for it.
I'm assuming that a nat 20 for 31 on the attack
wow.
makes it.
No, not 20 will miss in the scenario.
That was a great impression.
Dang.
Of that guy.
Of that guy. We all know.
We all know that guy.
Okay, that's going to be 71 damage.
All right.
Yowza.
And then I'm assuming a 29 hits.
Yes.
And that deals 18 damage for my second attack. So Brynir comes in, stabs him in the back, and then immediately removes it and stabs him again.
As you stab it through Cad's back and kind of pin him against the altar, he turns around as you rip it from his back, and then you stab it right into his gut. And the tip of the spear exits his back and just scrapes along the top of the altar. Luna will pull Val aside as the spear narrowly misses your hands next to where the heart of the void is, as you're just sprayed with a jet of Cad's blood. And Luna, at this point, will cry out and be like, stop all of this, please. Before we get to Luna, let's actually resolve Chris.
Yeah, thank you so much. Actually, there's...
Okay. Thank you so much.
Here's the thing. You hear people coming up the stairs to the Crown of Egadon, and these are voices you know because they're your voices.
Well, Mick thinks for a second, maybe I can change the course of history or of the future. But then Mick says, no, now is the time. And Mick will teleport herself, but will concentrate the most that she can on this teleportation to get exactly to the present that everybody else is experiencing right now. But specifically, she wants to get right next to Luna.
All right. Here's the thing.
Oh, gosh.
Because when you came up the stairs the first time and you didn't see Mick standing there, you know that you succeed in this. So... you don't have to roll.
Hey.
Because that's how time travel works.
Maybe okay.
You've done it.
Because if it hadn't worked, you would have seen Mick standing at the Crown of Egadon when you all came up there earlier this morning, and then reality would have shattered.
Yeah.
But seeing as it didn't, you know that you already succeeded in this attempt. So intent is almost, it's the most natural it's ever felt here, as you just bend something to the way it has to be. And you are just bent along with it, like a nice current on a river. And for a moment before you're brought back into this harsh reality, it's just so serene. And then with a snap, you're back in hell.
So Eminem style snap back to reality.
Welcome.
Just in time for this jet of Cad's blood to spray over you as well, and to hear Luna cry out to stop.
Okay, Mick would normally react to that ichor being on her in a different way, but that isn't her goal right now. Mick would like to react to what Luna had said, and will say, Luna, look at me. Cad was right. You're the only one who can end this. You know what you have to do. You have to kill Cad.